Greetings and welcome back to another on an ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom, and we are now in the third podcast of Masechet Gittin at the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Bet, at the very bottom. We're going to continue to analyze the machloket between Rabba and Rava, even though we have already come to the conclusion that Rabba accepts Rava's reason, that is, that we need to make sure that the witnesses' signatures are validated. In order to protect against that, the agent has to say b'fana nechtam, b'fana nechtam. But Rabba also, of course, maintains the other consideration that the courts outside of Israel are not experts in Lishma, and therefore the agent has to testify to that as well. At the very bottom of the Amud, we're going to see several challenges to Rabba, beginning here. Tanan hamevi get medinat hayam, v'eino yachol lomar fana nechtam, fana nechtam. So this is a Mishnah later on in our parak. If somebody comes from medinat hayam, and they can't make the declaration, we don't know why they can't make the declaration, if there are witnesses that are there that somebody in the area knows, then let them come and testify to the validity of the witnesses, and then it's fine. Parenthetically, we asked, my Eino Yachol, what does Eino Yachol Lomar, what does it mean somebody is not able to say? If you think that the fellow is a deaf mute from the get-go, since when can a deaf mute be an agent for a get? Vatnan, we have a Mishnah later on. Everybody can be a shliach a get, except for chereshet of a cotton. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef explained, what's the case of the Mishnah of Eino Yachol Lomar? He gave the get to this agent when he was a pikeach. He gave the get to the woman when he was a pikeach, when he was able. But before he had a chance to utter the words, suddenly he was struck with a stroke of some sort, and he couldn't utter the words. All right, so now, that's a parenthetic statement. The main issue is that we see that when somebody brings a get and cannot say fana nechta fana nechtam, then all we need to do is to in some other way validate the signatures, and we're good. L'Rava necha, L'Rava kasha. This only works according to Rava. According to Rava, it's a problem. After all, this fellow can't testify that it was written lishma. He can't say a word. So how do we know that it was written properly? Just because we have the proper testimony, validation of the witnesses, that doesn't tell us the get was prepared properly. So hachamaskin and lachar shalamdu. There's a new piece to the puzzle. That sometime during the Tanaitic era, Rava will admit that the courts outside of Israel became experts in proper preparation of a get, so that this Braita reflects, or this Mishnah reflects, that later period when they were already experts, which means by that point, Rabba and Rava should be exactly on the same page. Now, Ihachi Yachol Nami, so if that's the case, why do we need the guy to be a deaf mute? Why can't we just say anybody who comes with a get? Now that they've all learned, all we need to do is just find other guys who can validate the signature. Even if the guy can say b'fanei nechtam, it's not necessary. The answer is gzera shem yachzor davar l'kil kulo. Rabbi will explain that we don't want to lose the ordinance, because what happens if the courts outside of Israel slip back and they go back to their ignorant ways of not preparing properly? We want to keep the thing in place. So yachi enu yachol nami, if that's the case, then our fellow here also became deaf. We should say, hey, you can't say fana nechta fana nechtam, that gets no good. The answer is, for someone to be perfectly competent, and at the exact moment between handing over the get and making the declaration, he suddenly becomes a mute, is such an unusual possible case. It's a general rule that the Rabbanan don't make decrees to cover very unusual cases. All right, a woman bringing her own get as an agent is a very uncommon thing. Later on in the Masechet, we see that a woman can bring her own get, but she has to make this declaration. So we see that they applied this declaration, and according to Rabba, the only reason should be because of precaution against things slipping back to the way they were. Of course, one simple answer would be that this Mishnah reflects the earlier period. But shelo tachlok b'shlichut, the answer that they give is that we don't want to distinguish between agents and say some agents do, some agents don't. This woman brings a get for herself and doesn't have to. The next time she'll bring a get for her friend and she'll think she doesn't have to. We don't want to make that distinction. All right, so yachi bal nami. So if that's the case, that when the husband brings his own get to the beit din, he shouldn't have to make the he should have to make the declaration based on the principle of shelo tachlok b'shlichut. Alamatanya, why does the bride to say who atzmo shevigi tov? The husband brings his own get, and it's not through an agent. Ein zorich lomam fani nichtav fani nechtav. He doesn't have to make the declaration. Well, there it's very simple. Tamamayim rabbanan zorich lomam fani nichtav fani nechtav. Why they put the whole ordinance into place? Not because of an inherent problem, but as a precaution. Maybe the husband will come later and will challenge the get and say, I never wrote, it's a forgery. So therefore, here he himself is bringing it with his own hands. He's then going to turn around and say, that get was forged? He's the one who brought it. There's no such concern. All right, so the first challenge against Rabbah, which is that the notion that if you're not able to say fanichta fananachtam, there's an end around, which is to validate the signatures through other witnesses, doesn't challenge Rabbah, because Rabbah will say that's an unusual case, and after the courts in the diaspora became experts, then it only became a precautionary decree against things backsliding, which we don't apply in unusual cases. All right, second challenge, Toshma. Debar mine Shmuel Rav Huna. Shmuel asked Rav Huna. It's an interesting thing, considering Shmuel is a senior to Rav Huna, but Shmuel was evidently asking Rav Huna what Rav, who predeceased him, had said. What if two guys bring a get from overseas? Do they have to declare b'fan u'b'fan or not? That's our shortcut for it. Amar le ein sirchin. So Rav Huna said they don't have to. What if these two guys come and say, we are witnesses to the divorce? Milo Mahem knew we'd believe them. So therefore, when they bring the get, they're bringing it is a tacit statement of validity. And had they opened their mouths and said, we were the witnesses to the divorce, they'd be believed. So they're bringing it as good enough. Now, l'ravanecha l'rabakasha, again, this presents us with the same problem. This supports the validity of the witnesses. It doesn't say anything about the validity of the get itself. So, achmaskin alachar shalomdu. So that's very easy, because now we're talking about a psak from the Amoraic period. So certainly by that time, the courts had already mastered proper preparation of a get. So yachi chad nami. So if that's the case, then even one guy showing up doesn't have to do it. The answer is gzera shemayach zor davar lekilkulo. Again, we have the concern that things will go back, because one guy bringing a get is the normal case. Yachi betre nami. So if that's the case, two guys should also have to say it as a precaution against backsliding. So betre demaitu gita melzor l'shchicha. Again, two guys bringing a get as agents is a very unusual thing. Melzor l'shchicha lo gazu b'rabbanan. Right? And then we have the same take, which is va'isha l'shchicha u'nana isha atzma v'ya gita v'adshtei atzma. She atzma tzicha l'mar fana nichta fana nechtam. A woman can bring her own get, but she has to make the declaration, and that's unusual. The answer is shelo tachlok b'shlichut. Shlotachok b'shlichut, as we saw in the earlier argument, is a statement about individuals. This woman bring her own get. This woman could later be bringing somebody else's get. We don't want her, in some cases, to say it, not, and others not to have to say it. She'll get confused, say it all the time. But two people bringing a get is an unusual circumstance. Just like somebody suddenly being struck deaf at that moment is unusual, therefore we don't apply the gzera. So, if that's the case, yihachi bal nami. Again, Allah Matanya, this is the same exact argument. If the husband brings his own get, he doesn't have to make the declaration. So the answer is there very simply. Why is there, in general, this ordinance? So that the husband won't come later on and invalidate the get by claiming that it's a forgery and that he never ordered it. Here, he's bringing it with his own hands. He's going to challenge it. Okay, good. So now third challenge. Toshma hamevi get mdinat hayam v'netanola v'lo amar lam fananichtam fananachtam. Let's say that a guy comes mdinat hayam, hands her the get, and doesn't make the declaration. So im nitkayim achotamav kasherim lav pasul. If afterwards the guy goes away, and we say, Beitin said we forgot to ask him, or he didn't give it in front of a Beitin. We'll see that discussion very soon. And then we have this get. We don't know what to do. If we can find people to validate the signatures, it's okay. So, after all, this whole thing was there as a kula, for her, and therefore, we're not going to be machmer on her, rather, we're going to say, if he didn't say it, we'll find witnesses to validate the signatures. Again, that's a challenge to Rabbah, because it seems the entire focus is on the validity of the signatures and not on the preparation of the get. Do same answer. This is reflecting a later period when the courts in the diaspora know what they're doing. Rabbi, you said that they still kept the ordinance in place to make sure that if later on the courts would forget the expertise, lose the that expertise, that the ordinance would be in place. Aha, Kishini said, here we're talking about a case where the woman already married. In other words, the guy brought a get. Nobody checked, had him say, fanechtam. She already married a guy, had a couple kids. Then somebody suddenly raises the issue. Then what we do is we find witnesses to confirm the signature. All right? Now, since she already married, then we're not going to force a divorce. But then why is the reason given in the statement that the fanechtam fanechtam is simply a kula for her? The reason should be, after all, she's already married, therefore we're not going to force a divorce. And we're going to find an end around, which is other witnesses. So, hachikamar, this is what it means. You might think that we should be machmir, and we should force a divorce. The entire thing was meant to make it easier for her. So why are you going to now use a fanenechtam as a crowbar to make things harder for her, and force a divorce where there's no cause for it? Time, am I? After all, what's the reason? No, ma'ati bal ma'ar apostolate, because we're concerned the husband may come and invalidate it, and therefore, fanenechtam is her protection. Hashtar bal lo kamar, but here the husband hasn't said anything. He's gone. He's never showed up. Ana nekum na'ar ala, so we're going to raise a challenge and say the get might be invalid and force a divorce? Doesn't make any sense. So since she's already married, we allow her to stay married. In other words, if this get had been given, even after the lacha shalamdu, and we were able to confirm the witnesses and validate their signatures, and she hadn't yet married based on the get, then perhaps we would say the get's puzzle, and we've got to get another get, and we've got to have the guy do the proper formula. But since she already married, there's no need for that, since after all, in reality, the courts in Chutz La'aretz know what they're doing at this point. And the only reason we continue to require it, even if there's witnesses to the signatures, is because things might go back. But for that, we're not going to raise a hue and cry if she's already married. All right, now, the machloket Rabba Rava parallels a machloket in Eretz Yisrael from about 100 years earlier. Pluta of Yochanan Meshub and Levi, in the middle of the 3rd century, Yochanan Meshub and Levi had the same machloket in the Galil. Chanamar the Vishayim de Kinli, Shmama Chanamar the Vishayim de Dum, Mitzvim the Kaimel. Now, we don't yet know which one said which, but we know one of them said the reason for the ordinance is expertise, and the other because of accessibility. Now, Tistayim de Yeshub and Levi, Hudamar the Vishayim de Kinli, Shma, we can conclude that Rabbi Shimon Levi is the one who said that the reason is expertise. Why? Rabbi Shimon bar Abba aiti gita lekamei. For right now, we think Rabbi Shimon Abba brought a get alone. He brought it in front of Rabbi Shimon Levi as the dayan. Vamar le tzarich lemeim or tzimfanech lefanenechtam. Should I make the declaration or lo? Amar le lo tzricha. He said, you don't need to make the declaration. Lo amruel v'darut harishonim. That declaration was only in the earlier generations. Shem bekin lishma. That in Chutz La'aretz, they didn't know how to write a get properly. Al-Bedarot Achronim, in these later generations, the Bikin Lishma, now they know what they're doing. Lo, we don't. Which means, clearly, his concern was the expertise of the court. Tistayim. Now, that really doesn't work. For Tispera, think about it. Rabba, eat later Rabba. First of all, Rabba accepts Rava, which means we assume that whichever of the Amoraim and Eretz Yisrael believe Bikin Lishma would agree that Eidim Mitzuyim is a consideration. That's first of all. Second of all, we seem to agree, at least the way that we explained the Mishnayot and Braitot, according to Rabba, that we kept the ordinance in place so that things will not go back, because if things go back, we'll at least have the protection. Ella, Rav Shimon bar Abba, Ini Shachrini Havayade. The answer is Rav Shimon bar Abba did not come alone. He came with somebody else. Why didn't you mention it? Mishum quoted Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was an important guy. This other guy was a next to nobody. Therefore, they didn't mention it, but he really came with somebody else, which means that that Rav Shimon Levi may indeed say the issue is Bikin Lishma, but he said two guys bringing a get is such an unusual case that the Gzera doesn't apply, therefore, and since two guys bring the get inherently validate the signatures, because they could say, we saw her divorced, we already saw that earlier, therefore there's no need for any declaration here whatsoever. But we do have that lineup set up, that Rav Shimon Levi is the one who maintains Bikin Lishma, which means Rabbi Yochanan will be the one who holds Sheinei Di Mitzuyim Lekaimo. Keep that in mind a couple minutes from now. Itmar. We have the following statement. Fnei Kamanot Nala. We had this in earlier. The Machloket about in front of how many people does the Shliach have to give the get to the woman. Rabbi Yochanan Mishachim Chanina. Okay, it's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina, the student of Rabbi. Charamar b'fnei shnayim, charamar b'fnei shlosha. One said two, one said three. We don't know who said what. So it is time to Rabbi Yochanan who demar b'fnei shnayim. We should assume that Rabbi Yochanan said two. Why? Ravin bar Avchista, aiti gita l'kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Ravin bar Avchista was a shliach. He brought a get in front of Rabbi Yochanan. What do I do with this? He came from Chutz Laaretz. Famar le'zil havle ba'ap be'trei. Go give it to the woman in front of two. We make the declaration. Tistayim, so it's pretty easy. Rabbi Yochanan must say two. The for Rabbi Chanina, by definition, says three. Now, what's the machloket about? Let's see. Perhaps this is the machloket. The one who says two, which is now Rabbi Yochanan, the consideration is the expertise of the court. Therefore, you need two witnesses to testify it was done properly. The one who says three, Rabbi Chanina, kasar l'fishein edim mitzuyin l'kaimo, that the issue is validating the signature of the witnesses, which of course is an issue of Beit Din. Therefore, you need three. Matispra, is that true? It doesn't work. Remember what I said a minute ago, that since Rabbi Shubin Levi is the one we associated with the opinion that Mekin Lishma, Rabbi Yochanan Amar L'Fishem Yedein Nitzu L'Kaimo. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan must hold that the reason is validating witnesses. And Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said, you need two. So our lineup doesn't work at all. Besides that thing that continues to lurk for us, which is that Rabba accepts Rava, which means that if Eidi Mitzuyim L'Kaimo necessitates three, everybody should agree you need three. So how could anyone say you need two? The Machlokan must be about something else. Ella the chuli ama beinan edim mitzuyin kaimo. Everybody agrees that we need to confirm the signatures of the witnesses. The only question is there also the consideration of bikin lishma? V'acha b'shliach nasa eid ve'eid nasa dain kamipalgi. Here the question is about the following continuum: can somebody who's a shaliach for a matter then become an aid to that matter? And more critically, can an aid to a matter become a dain for the matter? A question that becomes significant in the context of kiddush hachodesh as well. The one who says that you can do it in front of two, this shliach can also be an aid, and the aid can then become a dayan, and therefore there are three there, the fellow making the declaration and the other two, and therefore their signatures are validated. Umanda Amar b'fnei shlosha, the one who says you need three, kasavar shliach nasa eid ve'ein eid nasa dayan. He says the witness cannot become a dayan, and therefore we need three others there. That's very simple, except for one problem. V'kaimelan b'drabanan de eid nasa dayan. Because we maintain that in a drabanan issue, as opposed to doraita, eid nasa dayan, and everybody agrees, which means everyone should agree you only need two, and this fellow, the agent, could become number three. Right? Ella hachamakim malgin, the machloket must be something else. Tamar savar kemen de isha ksheira lavia taget. Since a woman can bring a get, her own or somebody else's, a woman could be a shaliach for get. Zimnin demaiti la itatav samchiala. Maybe a woman will bring it. And they won't know that the rule is you really need three. All they'll know is we need two people plus the shaliach. They'll count her in, and then you have a beit din pasul because it includes a woman. So why does the other one say two is good? Everybody knows a woman can't count, so therefore we can't count for that. Therefore, nobody will ever make the mistake, and in a normal case with a shliach's a man, you could have two plus the guy, and that'll work fine. Now, Tanya Kavatet Rabbi Yochanan, we have support for Rabbi Yochanan who says you have to give it to her in front of two, not three. He gave her the get. He didn't make the declaration. Yotzi. And then she married somebody else and had kids with him. She has to divorce him. Vavlad mamzer, any kids she had with him are mamzerim, divir ab meir. It's very harsh. We'll see what. Chacham omim ein avlad mamzer. He said, no, that's not the case. Chacham disagree and say, ketzad yaseh, what should he do? Yitlenu hemana, let the shliach come back, take it back from her. V'yachzor v'nen ala b'fnei shnayim, he should give it to her in front of two. That's the support for Rabbi Yochanan. V'yomar b'fanechtam, b'fanechtam, and say it right. In other words, 3 years later, we realize this mistake. We don't invalidate the marriage. We don't say the kids are mamzerim. We rather bring the shaliach back, have him take the get back, and formally we give it to her and say, fanechtam, fanechtam, and retroactively, it's good from the date that he originally gave it to her. Now, parenthetically, that's very harsh to say that because he didn't say the declaration of fanechtam, fanechtam, the kids are mamzer. In. Yes, indeed. Rameir Latame. Rameir is being consistent with his own approach. The Emir of Amunur Mishmei Du'ula. Omer Haya Rameir. Rameir used to say, Kol HaMishanemin Mabeya Shetivu Chachamim Begitin. Anytime you deviate by the slightest degree from the verbiage that Chachamim instituted for Gittin, Yotziva Vlad Mamzer. Even though it's a rabbinic problem, he said that you have to divorce and the kid is considered a Mamzer. Now here's the last piece we're going to see today is about the extent of testimony. In other words, what do you have to testify to be able to bring the get and make the declaration of Fanechta Fanechtam? How much? So Barhedya wanted to bring a Bia Shaliach. Ata the coming to Rabbi Achi, Muna Agiti. So he came to Rabbi Achi and said, I'm going to bring a get. What do I have to see to be able to make this declaration? He said, you have to watch every letter being written. Ata the coming to Rabbi Ami Rabasi. So then he came to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi in Eretz Yisrael. They said to him, Lo Tzrichat, you don't need so much. Chetema Avid Lechumra, and you think maybe you should be Machmer and watch everything? That's a terrible thing, because then you're going to be implicitly castigating suspicion and doubt on the validity of earlier Gittin, where people were not so careful. That's a very big consideration in halacha, that when you suddenly institute a new stringent level, what you're doing is casting aspersions about earlier generations and their practices. So bar chana aiti gita. Here's a story. Rabbi Chana brought a get. Palga ichtav kameh, palga lo ichtav kameh. Only half was written in front of him. Out to the coming to Rabbi Lazar, he came to Rabbi Lazar. Amarle afilo katab bo el shita chad lishma. Listen, if they only wrote one line in the get lishma, then the whole thing's valid. So therefore, shuvei no tzarich. Therefore, you don't need to see any more than that. You saw one line being written for. You saw half. That's certainly good. Alashi amar. It's even further. Afilu kan kul musa. Afilu shama kan kul musa. Vekan megilta. Even if he heard them preparing the quill, and has overheard the guy praying, "Oh, I'm preparing this quill in order to write a get for Ploni and Plonit." Right, or Kin Megilto, I'm preparing the parchment for a get for, Chaval, this one's divorcing that one, I'm preparing the parchment for her. That's enough, because then you know it's being written Lishma. Tanya Kavatid Ravash, we have a brighter that supports that. Hamevi Gem Dinatayam, right? Vafilu Huba Vayid Vasofer Baliyah, even if he's in the house and the Sofer is upstairs. Huba Aliyah Vasofer Baliyah, or he's upstairs and the Sofer is downstairs. Afilu Chasvi Yotze Kolem Kilo, even if he, we'll see who he is going in and out all day. Kasher. The get is kasher. I mean, he can come and say fananechta, and that's valid. Now, who b'ayit v'sofer ba'aliyah? If he's inside and the sofer is upstairs, haloka chazile. What can he testify to? He didn't see anything. Allah, if you want to shama kan kumus v'kan megilta, he must have overheard the sofer preparing a parchment and saying out loud, "I'm doing it for this person," and that's good enough. Now, parenthetically, Amar Mar, filin nichas v'yotze kol yom kulo, said even if he goes in and out all day, it's valid kasher. Man, who's going in and out all day? You think the shaliach's coming in and out all day and the sofer is writing? If they're in separate houses where he doesn't see him at all, Amar Kasher, you say that's good. You have to tell me that if he comes in and out, which means he sees him and doesn't see him, sees him and doesn't see him, it's valid? Of course it's valid. Ella sofer. It must be that the sofer is coming in and out all day. The fellow's sitting in his house. The sofer comes in and writes and then leaves and comes back. It's still kosher. Pshita, that's a no-brainer. Why should we invalidate the get because the guy goes outside? The answer is, maybe he went to the shuk and came back. I might think, maybe he found another person and the guy hired him to write a get, so he interrupted this get and started writing for somebody else. Or he had only written, only prepared the parchment for this get, and then wrote the get for somebody else. That's what I might think, kamashmalan not, that the minute the sofer said, I'm writing this for Plony, or he sees one line written properly, then even if he goes out into the shuk and comes back an hour later, we're not concerned that he's suddenly hired on to do something else, unless, of course, he tells us. And that brings us to the conclusion of this. The next piece we're going to see is a very powerful piece about the strength of the Batei Din and the integrity of the Batei Din in Bavel relative to Eretz Yisrael. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.